Infinite Life Sutra, Chanting Text, Buddha Amitabha's 48 Grand Vows, Chapter 6. Dhammakara presented his grand vows this way. I only ask that the world-honored one listens to me and evaluates what I say with great compassion. If I am verified for the attainment of supreme wisdom, and the achievement of ultimate enlightenment, the Buddha land in which I reside will be full of magnificence that is immeasurable and inconceivable. In my Buddha land there will be no hell beings, hungry ghosts, or animals, including birds and small creatures that fly or crawl. Once reborn in my Buddha land and transformed by my teaching of the Dharma, all kinds of living beings will achieve the ultimate enlightenment of Buddhahood. This also applies to beings from the three hardship realms, including the realm ruled by the King of Hell. No one will ever again regress back to the hardship realms. If I fulfill these vows, I will become a Buddha. If these vows are not realized, I will not accept Buddhahood. When I become a Buddha, all living beings from the world in the 10 directions will have permanent bodies with a golden aura if they are reborn in my Buddha land. Their appearance will be characterized by the 32 physical hallmarks of a saintly person. All bodies will be identical in majestic form, immaculate purity. If anyone stands out by being fairer or less majestic than any other, then I will not accept Buddhahood. When I become a Buddha, all living beings reborn in my Buddha land will recall their previous lives through countless generations. They will know precisely everyone's virtuous deeds and evil acts. These beings will keenly see through all phenomena in the 10 directions of the past, present, and future. They will also hear all things in the 10 directions in the past, present, and future. If these vows are not realized, I will not accept Buddhahood. When I become a Buddha, all living beings reborn in my Buddha land will recover their power to penetrate the minds and hearts of others. If they do not fully understand the mental activities of all living beings in the millions and billions of Buddha land, I will not accept Buddhahood. When I become a Buddha, all living beings reborn in my Buddha land will recover their power to physically manifest themselves completely at will. In the instant of one single thought, they will be able to consummate pilgrimages to millions and billions of Buddha lands and make offerings personally to each and every Buddha. If this is not the case, I will not accept Buddhahood. When I become a Buddha, living beings reborn in my Buddha land will leave their delusion of discrimination between phenomena far behind. Their various senses will dwell in serenity. If they are not certain to achieve ultimate enlightenment and certification to Buddhahood, I will not accept Buddhahood myself. When I become a Buddha, my bright light will be boundless and illuminate everything in the 10 directions. Its brightness will surpass that of other Buddhas, as well as the light of the sun and the moon by a million billionfold. All living beings who can see my bright light shining on their bodies will gain peace and joy. They will carry out virtuous deeds with compassion and will eventually be reborn in my Buddha land. If these vows are not realized, I will not accept Buddhahood. When I become a Buddha, my lifespan will be immeasurable. My Buddha land will have countless beings from realms of disciple saints and heavens. Their lifespans will also be immeasurable. Assume that all living beings from our cosmos become wise sages and take billions of years to make calculations as a group. if they are able to correctly estimate the number of my disciple saints and their lifespans, I will not accept Buddhahood. When I become a Buddha, if countless Buddhas from limitless Buddha lands in all the universes in the 10 directions do not collectively praise my name and promote the merits and magnificence of my Buddha land, I will not accept Buddhahood.